Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Nelson Riddle limbed most of the artists that he assisted by doing arrangements for them, beautiful arrangements. And Lorraine, I heard from her from Tulsa, Oklahoma, listener down there, wanted this set to be played for her and for everyone else. Nelson Riddle, Frank Sinatra, from November 1953 for Capitol Records.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change. a hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Day is Valentine's Day. I saw her smile, I knew she was just my style. My only regret is we've never met, for I dream of her all the while. But she doesn't know I exist. No matter how much I persist, so it's clear to see there's no hope for me, though I live at 5135 Kensington Avenue, and she lives at 5133. How can I ignore the girl next door? I love her more than I can say. Doesn't try to please me, doesn't even tease me, and she never sees me glance her way. And though I'm heart sore, the girl next door, affection for me won't display. I just adore her. So I can't ignore her. The girl next door. A stranger in the city, out of town were the people I knew. I had that feeling of self-pity. What to do, what to do, what to do? The outlook was decidedly blue, but as I walked through the dreary streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known. A foggy day in London town had me low, and it had me down. I view the morning with much alarm. The British Museum, it lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles, it hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you standing right there,
and in foggy London town, the sun was shining, 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 shining everywhere. How long, I wonder, could this thing possibly last? But the age of miracles, it hadn't passed. For suddenly, I saw you right there, and in foggy London town, the sun was shining out gazing at stars, hearing guitars like someone in love. Sometimes the things I do astound me. Mostly whenever you're around me. Lately I seem to walk as though I had wings, bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove and feeling like someone in love. I seem to walk as though I had wings. I bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, as a glove and feeling like someone in
Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle conducting the orchestra and doing the arrangements for Sinatra. Capitol Records, 1953. We heard My Funny Valentine, written in 1937 by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. The Girl or Boy Next Door, written 1944 by Ralph Blaine and Hugh Martin. A Foggy Day by the Gershwins, 1937, Unlike Someone in Love by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke, 1944. And it's an interesting record in time, and I appreciate the request from Lorraine, because it was a low spot for Sinatra, and the coupling of Riddle and Sinatra did great things for both. Beautiful and art together. And the arrangements, I talk about them with 78 records, a 10-inch 70 record, 3 minutes. You have to say what you have to say. This, of course, is a long playing record, but nevertheless, it's something to do without worrying about the boundaries, just to produce something that's beautiful, that works for everyone. And Riddle did that, and so did Sinatra. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Tacoma Art Museum, presenting The Secret Language of Animals. This family-centered art exhibition is dedicated to animal lovers and explores memorable moments through sculptures, paintings, and more. Info at TacomaArtMuseum.org.
Now to an on-the-job situation, meaning a band or individual someplace other than the recording studio. And record companies in the earlier days of this art would go to the places and record them. Sometimes radio broadcasts were done from the places. This is from the Cafe Bohemia in New York City, May 1956, recorded by Blue Note Records. And it's a band led by trumpet player Kenny Dorham. J.R. Montrose plays the tenor, Bobby Timmons on piano, Kenny Burrell guitar, Sam Jones bass, and Arthur Edgehill playing the drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
On the job with Kenny Dorham and his band in New York City at the Cafe Bohemia, 1956, recorded by Blue Note Records. Kenny Dorham. Actually, his name is McKinney Dorham, and it should have been Kinney, K-I-N-N-Y, and of course it would change easily enough. J.R. Monterose played tenor, Bobby Timmons at the piano. I just got 3 calls from people saying about Bobby, how much they enjoyed him and nice to hear him. Kenny Burrell, guitar. Sam Jones, bass. Arthur Edgehill, playing drums. Dorham wrote the first one, Monaco. And Monk the second, round about midnight. And Dorham again, Mexico City. Kenny Dorham, Cafe Bohemia, 1956. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Evergreen State College's Evening and Weekend Studies in Olympia. This public college allows students to take classes before applying, and SATs are optional for those over 25. Info on the February 25th open house at evergreen.edu/openhouse.
I'd like to chase the composition now, meaning different people doing it, 2 in this case. The composition is Crying for the Carolines, written by Harry Warren, lyric by Joe Young, Sam Lewis, Ruth Etting for Columbia Records to sing it for you, so we might hear the lyric. In the same year, 1930, for Brunswick Records, pianist, solo pianist, James B. Johnson.
Big town, you lured me. Big town, you cured me. Though others hate to say goodbye to you, I'm leaving, but I'll never sigh for you. Big town, you robbed me of every joy I knew. Where is the song I had in my heart that harmonized with the pines? Anyone can see what's troubling me. I'm crying for the Caroline. Where is the brook that kisses the lane covered with glory vines? Anyone can see what's troubling me. I'm crying for the Caroline. How can I smile, mile after mile? There's not a bit of green here. Birdies all stay far, far away. They're seldom ever seen here. Where is the boy that I used to meet down where the pale moon shines? Anyone can see what's troubling me. I'm crying for the Caroline. How can I smile mile after mile? There's not a bit of
thank you.
Crying for the Carolines, and two renditions of that, both 1930. It was written by Harry Warren and lyric by Joe Young and Sam Lewis. First, Ruth Etting sang it, Columbia Records, and then James P. Johnson solo piano for Brunswick. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Chaplin Subaru, announcing Forester Month in February with hundreds of new Subarus on the lot. Information on current financing available through Subaru America is online at chaplains.com. In Bellevue at I-90 in Eastgate.
Now I'd like to go to Donna Brooks, 1956 for Bethlehem Records. Bobby Scott accompanies her on piano. Chuck Wayne, leading the accompaniment band, plays guitar, Milt Hinton bass, and Billy Exner playing drums. She will sing two for you, Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn's The Things We Did Last Summer, and Peggy Lee and Dave Barbour's What More Can a Woman Do?
The boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song. The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell you rang to prove that you were strong. The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. Morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. Began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I'll remember. told me that I should steal. I guess I would, the way I feel. 'Cause this is one thing I know is real. What more can a woman do? If he told me that I should lie, I guess at least I'd have to try. 'Cause it's for him I'd live or die. What more can a woman do? Just the same old story of Jim or Billy Joe. When you really love your man, you've gotta let him know. If he told me that I should leave, that's the only thing I can't conceive. I'd rather give and not receive. What more can a woman do? It's just the same old story of Jim or Billy Joe. When you really love your man, you've gotta let him know. If he told me that I should leave, that's about the only thing I can conceive. I'd rather give and not receive. What more can a woman do? What more can a woman do?
Donna Brooks, 1956, Bethlehem Records. The Things We Did Last Summer, written by Julie Stein. And Sammy Kahn doing the lyric. And What More Can a Woman Do, written by vocalist Peggy Lee and her husband Dave Barbour. Bobby Scott playing the piano. Chuck Wayne, guitar. Milt Hinton bass. Billy Exner on the drums. Donna Brooks, 1956. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Melanie, who lives in London, has asked me for Max Colley and his band for a long time. I said to her at one point, you know, he's got a birthday coming up and it's going to be on a Sunday. And that's this one. Colley was born this day, 1931, in Melbourne. And the record I brought on the job, recorded by Black Lion Records in 1976 at the Bird's Nest in the Chelsea area of London, England. And the band, Phil Mason plays cornet, Max Colley, trombone, Jack Gilbert, clarinet and alto, Jim McIntosh, banjo, and Ron McKay, drums and singing. So, from the Bird's Nest, happy birthday, Max Colley.
Thank you. don't deny my name. Shake it like some sweet old Stephen Chin. Yes, I'm the wild boy. Don't deny my name. Deny my name. Yeah, take it, little boy. is here. I'm a mama. Yeah, come and look at you. Josh is down on the level. Very much the Wine and Blood Blues.
Thank you. Hold you closely, my own. Thank you very much.
Well,
thank you.
Hey, come on, Dreamboat. Come home.
Max Colley's Rhythm Aces in London, at the Bird's Nest in the Chelsea area of that city, 1976, and a birthday for him, born this day, 1931 in Melbourne. Black Lion recorded the band at that time. Phil Mason playing cornet, and Colley trombone, Jack Gilbert clarinet and alto. Jim McIntosh, banjo, Trevor Williams, string bass, and Ron McKay, drums and singing. And we heard Jelly Roll Morton's Whinin' Boy Blues, Ostrich Walk. Original Dixieland jazz band Nick LaRocca and Larry Shields, When My Dreamboat Comes Home, Cliff Friend and Dave Franklin, and The Martinique by Wilbur de Paris. Max Colley, 1976, in London. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU... I'll try that again. Support for KPLU comes from...
Shoreline Community College, presenting 4 Days to Change the World, a symposium on international humanitarian assistance February 22nd through the 25th, offering evening and daytime programs with information on how to give. Info at shoreline.edu/GAC.
I'd like to do Sentimental Journey. It was made famous, of course, by Doris Day's vocal with Les Brown and his band of renown. And Les wrote it with assistance from Bud Green and Ben Homer. And Doris Day made a big name for herself, of course, and it's been played pretty much by dance bands since. But I brought this because it's a change in tempo and it's a change in membership. And it is Sentimental Journey. 1964, Don Patterson plays the organ. Booker Irvin, tenor sax. And on drums, Billy James.
Thank you. Thank you.
Don Patterson on the organ, leading that trio, 1964 for Prestige, and Sentimental Journey, written by Les Brown, Bud Green, Ben Homer. Booker Irvin, tenor sax, Billy James on the drums. I'm going to get to some Booker coming up soon. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Theater Group, presenting Avant Groove Jazz Trio Medeski, Martin, and Wood, Saturday, February 27th at Showbox at the Market. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster or stgpresents.org.
Now to Booker Irvin, tenor sax, 1966, also for Prestige, and this comes in as a request from Chicago, longtime listener there, Elwood. And he wanted to hear this particular set, and happy to do that for you. Jimmy Owens, trumpet and flugelhorn, Garnett Brown, trombone, Irvin tenor, Jackie Byard, playing the piano, Richard Davis, string bass, Alan Dawson, on the drums.
Thank you.
Booker Urban, tenor saxophonist for Prestige Records, 1966. Baccafillin, written by the trombonist in the band, Garnet Brown, and You Don't Know What Love Is Until You Know the Meaning of the Blues, written by Don Ray, 1941. And in the band, Jimmy Owens, trumpet and flugelhorn, Garnet Brown, trombone, Irvin tenor, Jackie Byard, piano, Richard Davis, string bass, and Alan Dawson on the drums for Prestige and for Elwood in Chicago. Thanks, Elwood. And had a few calls, people thanking Elwood also for Booker Irvin, wonderful artist, tenor saxophonist. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the University of Washington Foster School of Business, presenting MBA Today, three ways for working professionals to earn an MBA. Information at a lunchtime presentation February 25th in Kirkland. Online registration at foster.washington.edu/MBA today.
I'd like to chase Fats Waller's composition, Alligator Crawl, by way of getting us to our next birthday, which is going to be Tad Dameron. I think I can manage that. Waller wrote it in the late 20s and Louis Armstrong's Hot 7 in 1927 in Chicago for OK Records recorded it. We're going to hear that first. Louis, playing cornet. John Thomas, trombone. Johnny Dodds, clarinet. Lil Armstrong, Louis's wife, playing piano. Johnny St. Cyr, guitar. Pete Briggs, on tuba. And Johnny Dodds' brother, Warren Baby Dodds, playing the drums. Here is Alligator Crawl. Louis Armstrong's Hot 7, Chicago, 1927, the month of May, and Thomas Fats Waller's Alligator Crawl. Fats didn't record it, at least I don't think he did, until Victor Record in 1934 when he played solo piano, and here it is. Fats Waller for Victor Records, 1934, performing his creation, Alligator Crawl. I'd like to jump from New York, 1934, to London, 1956, and a London record company recording of Ted Heath and his orchestra, and their version of Fats Waller's Alligator Crawl. Thank you. Ted Heath and his orchestra, 1953, in London for London Records. And Fats Waller's Alligator Crawl, and some nice work on the band pianist, by the band pianist, Frank Horrocks. Ted Heath, 1953. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KBIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. It's my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Now to the second birthday today. The first was trombonist Max Colley. And now Tad Dameron, who was born this day, 1917, pianist and composer, arranger. And the reason I said I'd get here by way of Alligator Crawl was because Ted Heath played it. And years ago, I was rummaging through a box of records in a what used to be a wonderful American experience, the junk store. I don't know if there are too many left. And I found some Ted Heath records, and I saw the label and the composition played, and it was by Dameron. And they were names I didn't know by him. I knew the traditional ones, I guess. And so here are two Ted Heath presentations of Tad Dameron compositions. The first is Lyonia, and the second is So Easy, 1949 in London. Thank you. Ted Heath and his orchestra in London, 1949, and two compositions and arrangements for the band by Tad Dameron, Lyonia and So Easy. Tad Dameron's birthday today, born this day, 1917. Before I get to some more of him, this is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pierce College, announcing an evening with Art Spiegelman, comic artist, illustrator, and author of the graphic novel Mouse. Art Spiegelman will be speaking March 4th at the Liberty Theater in Puyallup. Details online at pierce.ctc.edu.
The first band that I heard on record that had anything to do with Tad Dameron was Harlan Leonard and his Rockets. Harlan Leonard came out of the Kansas City style, playing alto and clarinet. He'd been in Benny Moten's great band. And in 1940 was given a contract by Victor Records to record for their other label, Bluebird. And Tad Dameron was doing some of the arrangements for him, and I brought three from that band. The first one is Rock and Ride, a Dameron arrangement and composition, which features in this order two trumpet players, William Smith and James Ross, then the two tenor saxophone players in the band, Henry Bridges and James Keith, and some fine drumming by Jesse Price. Tad Dameron's work with Harlan Leonard and his Rockets, 1940.
Thank you.
Harlan Leonard and his Rockets, 1940 for Bluebird Records, and Tad Dameron's arrangement and composition, Rock and Ride. Fine work by Bill Smith and James Ross for trumpets, and Henry Bridges, James Keith tenors, and Jesse Price drumming. Now, the style of the band at this time, of big bands coming out of the Kansas City style, was to retain the riff, that is the rhythmic pattern, bon, down, dum, boom, ba-da-dee-oo, ba-da-t, over and over again, because that's what the dancers loved. And they provided that, and Tad Dameron was doing the arrangements in that behalf. As is this, same band, same time, Dameron stomp. James Ross takes trumpet solo, Henry Bridges tenor. Walt Monroe gets a solo on his trombone, and Bill Smith at the end comes in on his trumpet. Harlan Leonard and Dameron's Stomp, written by Tad Dameron, arranged by him for the band. The last in this section of Tad Dameron's association with Harlan Leonard is, I think, the best of his work with the band. And it's a ballad and a slow dance tune, if you will. And it points in the direction I think that Dameron was going, and certainly has the changes in rhythm and harmonies necessary for us to look ahead at what was going to happen with him. It's called A La Bridges, and it's a feature for Henry Bridges on his tenor saxophone, with some fine work also by hidden talent trombonist Fred Beckett. Here's Ala Bridges, Tad Dameron, and the tenor saxophonist Henry Bridges. Harlan Leonard and His Rockets, 1940 for Bluebird, and Ala Bridges, written by Tad Dameron, as a feature for Henry Bridges to play his tenor saxophone, and Fred Beckett to solo on trombone, 1940. In 1948, Dameron got a contract with the great Blue Note label. And this may be one of his most famous compositions, called Lady Bird. And this is Tad Dameron's sextet, Fats Navarro, excuse me, on trumpet, Wardell Gray and Alan Eager, both tenor saxophonists, and the solo by the tenor is Wardell Gray. Dameron is now on piano, Curly Russell bass, and Kenny Clark on drums, Lady Bird. Tad Dameron's Sextet, 1948 for Blue Note Records, and Lady Bird, written by Tad Dameron. Fats Navarro trumpet, Wardell Gray, and Alan Eager tenors, with Gray taking the first solo. Dameron piano, Curly Russell bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. A year later, sometime in 1949, Blue Note recorded Dameron and his orchestra, a little bit bigger ensemble. We will hear two by Dameron, Focus, which he wrote, and John's Delight, which he co-wrote with John Collins, the guitarist in the band. Soloists you will hear throughout, Cecil Payne, baritone saxophone, J.J. Johnson, trombone, as I said, John Collins will be the guitar soloist, and Dameron on piano. Thank you. Tad Dameron and his orchestra, 1949 for Blue Note Records, two by him, Focus and John's Delight, which he co-wrote with John Collins, the guitarist. Baritone saxophonist Cecil Payne was heard, J.J. Johnson's trombone, and Dameron on piano. In 1962, Dameron had another recording session with his orchestra, and a change in the membership, of course. Dameron died in 1965, and this may be, although I didn't check on it, his last artistic effort on record for Riverside. I'll start with a couple of them. If You Could See Me Now, written by Dameron and lyric by Carl Sigman, and the vocalist will be Barbara Winfield. And On a Misty Night, written by Dameron, featuring tenor saxophonist Johnny Griffin.
Thank you.
Tad Dameron and his orchestra, 1962 for Riverside Records. If You Could See Me Now, which Dameron wrote with lyricist Carl Sigman, featuring Barbara Winfield singing for you. And On a Misty Night, Dameron wrote that, and a tenor sax soloist was Johnny Griffin. Now one just called Just Plain Talkin'. Jimmy Cleveland's trombone, Johnny Griffin's tenor, Bill Evans' piano, and Tate Houston on baritone saxophone.
Thank you.
Tad Dameron and his orchestra, 1962 for Riverside Records, and Dameron's Just Plain Talkin'. Jimmy Cleveland's trombone, Johnny Griffin tenor, Bill Evans piano, and Tate Houston on baritone. And that tapping drumming you've been hearing throughout is Philly Joe Jones. And this was written by Dameron as a feature for the drums, and it will be Philly Joe Jones. It's called Look, Stop, and Listen. In other words, you go by a place, you look in, you stop, you go in, and you listen. Tenor saxophone soloist here will be Jerome Richardson, trumpet soloist Clark Terry, and as I said, drummer Philly Joe Jones. Tad Dameron Orchestra 1962 and a feature for Philly Joe Jones on drums written by Dameron called Look, Stop, and Listen. Jerome Richardson's tenor was heard and Clark Terry's trumpet. Clifford Brown recorded this and Joe Wilder is going to play it for you because it's out of this orchestra. It's called Dial B for Beauty, written by Dameron. And as I said, featuring trumpet player Joe Wilder.
Whatever I
The Tad Dameron Orchestra 1962, a couple of them for you. Dial B for Beauty, Dameron composition featuring trumpet player Joe Wilder. And a rare vocal composition by Dameron, which he co-wrote with Bernie Hannigan, who did the lyric, You're a Joy. Barbara Winfield coming back to sing one for you. And tenor saxophonist Johnny Griffin. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thanks, Ken. Another great afternoon of jazz on 88.5, and got Sunday Night All Blues on the way next, right after Stardate.
Stardate, February 21st. It's not exactly just like home, but a system of planets orbiting a nearby star is more like...